Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So let's take a look at today's sentence. The light is traveling as a wave to your eye, and the frequency of these wavelengths determines the perceived color of everything in this picture and around you. The light is traveling as a wave to your eye, and the frequency of these wavelengths determines the perceived color of everything in this picture and around you. 首先来看的呢，就是 travel 这一个字。 travel 呢，指的是旅行的意思。 travel 它的重音在前面 ，a 是发 a 的音。 travel 像是说 I love to travel to South Africa one day, to see the wildlife safari. 我很希望呢有一天可以到南非去旅行，然后看那些野生动物这样。 Which is very true because I so want to see those beautiful and cute lion cubs on the grass and also giraffes and all that. Anyways, 那还有一个跟 travel 很像的字呢，它长得有点像，它是 trivial. Trivial 呢指的是细微的 trivial. 像是说 you should not waste your time on trivial things. 你不应该花一些时间在这些鸡毛蒜皮的小事上。 再我们来看 wave. Wave 呢有非常多意思呢，它的 wa 呢 a 是发 a 的音。 Wave. Wave 呢有波浪的意思，像是我们有时候就是有人去冲浪，他们都会说 ride the wave， 就是乘风破浪的感觉这样子。那 wave 呢当动词呢，还可以是招手的意思，像是 I waved at the guy across the street， 我对对面的那个男生了，就是挥手或者是招手这样子。那在这边呢，指的是波的意思，那就比较偏向物理的解释。再来，我们来看 frequency。 Frequency 呢，指的是频率的意思，它不只是一个，比如说像是 radio 啊、收音机这种东西的频率，它也可以指说就是你去一个场所或者是你做一件事情的频率。像是说 the frequency of her mistakes are decreasing after a while， 就是过一阵子之后呢，她犯错的频率渐渐减少。那它的形容词呢，则是 frequent。 Frequent 指的是屡次发生的，像是说 the crops suffered from frequent blights， 农作物呢经常遭受病虫害这样子。那还有它的副词呢，则是 frequently， 像是说 I go to the gym and do yoga quite frequently， 我常去健身房做瑜伽，这个非常常发生的事。再我们来看 determine。 Determine 呢，指的是取决于或者是会决定某个东西。 Determine 重音在 T R 的地方 ，M I N E 的 I 呢发短音 E 的音。像是说 He is actually facing a decision that might determine his entire life. 他现在正在面临一个决定，那这个决定呢很有可能会左右他的一生。那 determination 呢当名词呢，并不是决定的意思，而是说非常而是就是这个决心。像是说 I have determination towards becoming an interpreter. 我对于成为一个口译员呢非常有决心。那换成形容词 determined 就可以说 he is determined to be a doctor， 他非常有决心，决心决意的要成为一个医生这样子。最后我们来看 perceive。 Perceive 呢，指的是察觉或者是感知的意思，像是说 I can't perceive any difference between these coins， 我看不出这些硬币呢有什么差别。那它的名词呢，则是 perception。 Perception 呢也非常有指洞察力的意思，像是说 She is a woman of keen perception， 她感觉敏锐，或者是说 His perceptions are always pretty accurate， 她的感知或洞察力通常都十分敏锐。 那再来还有一个跟它长得很像的字呢，则是 conceive。conceive 的中音也在前面，那它指的就是构想或者是想象的意思，可以这样联想说它是从 concept 来的。那 conceive 的话呢，就可以说 he conceived being a stay-home dad as one of his dreams。他觉得当家庭主妇呢是他的梦想之一。那再来呢，还有一个有点像是把这两个连接在一起，那它是 preconceive。preconceive 呢，我通常很喜欢把它解释为 先入为主的成见这样子，因为它其实字面上的解释呢是对某件事情先加以考虑或者是预想。那其实我比较喜欢把它解释为就是先入为主的一些成见，像是 studying abroad is not always as you preconceived， 觉得在国外念书呢不一定是都是像每个人预想的那么美好这样子。Because there are a lot of lonely roads that you have to walk alone， 因为有时候呢在国外念书真的是非常孤独的一件事情。 All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. The light is traveling as a wave to your eye, and the frequency of those wavelengths determines the perceived color of everything in this picture and around you.